kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko dito sa studio, dalawa sa mga local Filipino artists natin. Nagbabalik si Keshi Sakdalan. First time sa studio. Magandang araw, Keshi.
Magandang araw po.
At si Rex Paragas. Welcome, Rex! At maraming salamat sa pagpunta niyo dito sa studio. First of all, anong feeling na medyo maluwag-luwag na ang COVID restrictions? Halos wala na. Keshi?
Mas magaan po sa pakiramdam kasi less restrictions kung gano'n po karaming tao yung pwede sa set and kung anong pwede naming gawin in terms of script, yung mga... Kasi dati po nung ginawa namin yung aswang, we have to always wear a mask and, you know. Well, nag-wear pa rin po kami ng mask for Poppy Brown Mill, pero kumbaga mas, we don't have to distance, I guess, as much as before.
Poppy Brown Mill, nabanggit ni Keshi Rex. Ikaw ang bumuo ng kwento.
Opo.
Balik mo kami kung paano unang nabuo yung idea.
So, the Poppy came to the story when we bought Yachi, my Poppy. So, nagsimula siya mabuo yung story about two neighbors having a fight over the puppy. During COVID, and we got the puppy, and then I...
So, ibig sabihin ba nung COVID ay isa ka sa mga taong bumili o naghanap ng maalagaan sa bahay?
Yeah, we got the puppy during COVID times para mapasaya ang aming household during COVID times and para ma-entertain ang aking mga anak.
So, pwede ko bang sabihin na yung pagsali ng puppy nung ni Logan sa kwento ay bunga ng naging karanasan ng pamilya mo sa pagkakaroon ng isang aso sa bahay?
Okay, so I think yung si Logan in the story, isa siya sa naisip ko, na-conceptualize ko na siya yung pwedeng maging conflict between my two main characters, which is Tamara and Alfred. And it basically started off with the two of them. So the story was these two people, so Tamara and Alfred,
how magkapit bahay. Can
magkapitbahay sila, and what will be the cause of their conflict. So I had a neighbor who had a dog and we had a dog. Parang dun na yung nagplay around yung idea ko na yes, this can be a source of the story na si Alfred wants to take care of the neighbor's dog. And then, the catalyst was the neighbor was going away.
Keshi, mula nasusunog ng mga bahay, papunta sa aswang. Aso naman ngayon. Kakaiba, madali ba na mayroong yung aso sa pelikula ay aso ni Rex? So, kinailangan mo bang i-train? O anong mga ginawa mong special para makuha mo yung mga gusto mo na shots?
Medyo challenging po kasi first time ko pong makipagtrabaho sa isang aso on set. So nag-prepare po kami na we had a day kung saan nag-meet po, we call it like a meet and greet with the puppy and Alfred para po makapag-bonding sila, naglaro po silang ganon. Kasi in the story, they're supposed to be really close to each other. So yun po, ganon po. And then we had a lot of training with Yachi. Rex
yep.
Trained the dog para mm-hmm. po... talagang alam niya yung mga gagawin niya sa set. Pero syempre po, on set, marami pa rin pong hindi inaasahan kasi syempre, it's a puppy. Mm-hmm.
Nagkaroon ba ng bonding straight away? Kasi minsan, di ba yung mga aso, parang meron silang mga ayaw na tao, makita mm-hmm. lang nila, tinatahulan na nila. So, ano yung naging bonding nila?
So, yeah. Nung meet and greet, I made sure na magdadala ko ng maraming
treats
and everything. So, yeah, and Yachi is a Cavoodle. So, I think Cavoodle breed is very, they're known to be close to humans, like very affectionate and they're, very friendly type.
So, walang problema, nag-bond agad.
Yeah, I think Yachi will bond with everyone.
she bonded with everyone on set.
Yeah.
So, may treats ka ba sa bulsa mo para pag meron siyang good take, binibigyan mo?
Si Rex po yung may hawak.
I was so, ikaw yung spoiler.
Yeah, ako yung dog handler. So, made sure that lahat ng every step of the way, kapag may ginawa siya na reward her, I'll give her a reward. Bored siya, I'll give her a reward. So, any chance I get, I'll give her the reward.
Keshi, mahirap ba na merong pet sa set? parang ano yung mga kinailangan mong adjustments na gawin?
Sa totoo lang po, sobrang saya. Because I love dogs. So, parang na-lift up yung mood ng everyone, ng lahat, ng cast and crew sa set. And, I think one of the things that we did is parang hinayaan lang namin siya na maglakad around on set para masanay siya sa mga equipments na nakatayo sa paligid kasi minsan parang medyo overwhelming na yung mga malalaking ilaw and cameras. So, yun lang po. Pero overall, she's a very good puppy.
Yung relasyon ng magkapitbahay, hindi natin yan masyado nakikita sa Australia.
Mm.
So, yun ba yung mga isa sa mga bagay-bagay na naisip mo nung kwento mo yung, nung binuo mo yung kwento?
Yep. So, yung sa kwento po ay magkapitbahay sila na Pilipino. Like, they know each other. Meron silang history. So, Angelica calls her, yeah, so yung meron silang relationship, like they know each other from the Lola. Merong Lola character, although not a person, but yeah, through dialogue. So that's their bond together. Tapos yun nga, like what you said, hindi natin masyadong nakikita dito, but I'm pretty sure there's like neighborhoods or there's families out there who has an unofficial tito, like what, like what we have at home.
So parang naging magkaibigan sila dahil dun sa Lola.
Yeah.
Tapos tito ni Tamara si Alfred.
Calls her tito. So unofficial tito in our yeah, in Philippines.
Sa mga Pinoy, that, yeah. Tito ng bayan.
Yes.
Si Alfred.
Yeah, yeah.
At ito yung ugnaya na parang siguro naging gabay nung mas bata yung nakakatanda sa buhay. Tapos nabaliktad ang mundo nung medyo maghihiwalay na sila.
Yeah. So ang catalyst is yes, nung when Tamara's moving houses, paano ni Alfred, how can he keep the dog? Because he thinks that Tamara doesn't deserve the dog. So when Tamara's leaving, paano ko, how can I keep the dog?
Meron ba yung angulo na parang ayaw niya umalis yung aso dahil ayaw niya umalis si Tamara?
I guess it's up to the audience interpretation.
Yeah.
Kasi yung connection, hindi ba? Hindi mo yun mabubuo agad-agad. Bibihira sa atin na mga migrante na magkoconnect sa kapitbahay. Madalas yung kapitbahay natin, hi, hello lang, hindi ba? Pero sa Pilipinas, mga Pinoy, di ba? Meron tayong tumutambay tayo dun sa harap ng gate, yeah, o sa bakod, tapos nakipagkwentuhan.
Yeah. So I guess that's the Filipino part of the story. So dun namin na-embed yung Filipino culture in the story, that they, Tamara's family and Alfred's family are like, yeah, like how it is back home. Na, yeah, they know each other. They are like unofficial family.
At ang cast ay mga Pinoy din. So sa job to, ikaw bang pumili ng cast, Keshi?
No. Bali nakapag cast na bago, yes, po ako mag-join sa project.
Yeah.
Nung so, sinusulat mo ba yung kwento, si Alfred ba yung nasa isip mo? O isang...
So that's the backstory. So Al Noveloso, who's my good friend, and I'll probably say he's like the mentor who helped me a lot with my this artistic journey, let's say. So siya yung nagbigay sa akin ng idea na write for someone who you know will work with you. So these two people I know, Alfred Donigdao and Tamara Bailey. So doon na nagsimula yung kwento. So ano yung pwede kong what simple story can I come up with these two people? Like, can I make a comedy out of these two? Can I make a drama out of these two? So eventually I decided drama, and then from there, and the middle, like I mentioned a while ago, na Yachi came in when we bought the puppy. So that's how basically the idea was.
So si Alfred at si Tamara pala yung,
yes,
talagang punot dulo o buto ng kwentong ito. Gano'n naman kahalaga na meron kang isang Alfred Nickdaw sa cast, Keshi, na parang syempre hindi ka ba parang na nervyos? Kasi si Alfred Nickdaw yun, di ba? Ang tagal-tagal na niya sa industriya. Experienced na siya.
Medyo po, kasi syempre ako parang I just graduated. I'm still, you know, I just started this journey, and then meron pong Alfred Nickdaw on set, and he's very nice, and yung buong project po is very collaborative with everyone. He's, as far as I know, part of the, you know, yep, development of the script of the that's story right itself.
Nabanggit ni Keshi na bahagi si Alfred sa pagbuo ng kwento. Yep. Gaano kahalaga yung ginampanan niyang papel?
Ah, a lot. So it started off as a a story about a selfish guy who just wants to just take the dog. Iba-blackmail niya yung si Tamara. So when I showed it to Alfred, pitched it to him, he told me it's too French. So yun yung sabi niya sa akin. So I had to make adjustments. Tapos I think along draft two, I invited both Tamara and Alfred to go through the story, what they think and all that. So that part was, I think, yun yung nag-shape. That meeting, that one meeting I had with Alfred and Tamara shaped how the story ended up. So ang laki ng laki ng tulong na naibigay nila dahil nga through their experience and everything. Alam nila kung sino yung, like, they had an audience in mind. They know how to come up with a story that will have a that will be universal. So sila yung nagbigay sa akin ng idea na let's adjust this and adjust that. Let's remove this, let's remove that, so that eventually naging ito na yung story. Natapos namin.
Siguro masyado kang nanonood ng SBS on demand French movies.
I wasn't sure when Alfred told me about what French movies is, but he explained it to me and it made sense.
Gano'n naman kahalaga yung mga katulad ni Keshi sa pagbuo ng storya mo?
I involved Keshi with the project because I know and I'm confident na she's a finisher, so she'll finish the project. Alam ko na, or yung I was so like happy when our initial meetings that she was prepared. She had like, I don't know, dami niyang folders and everything, spreadsheets and everything. So when I saw that, I was confident that she's gonna deliver.
Anong feeling Keshi na nakapangatlo mo na to at tila tuloy-tuloy na?
Sobrang saya po. Kasi first, it is my third short film, but at the same time, it's my first film out of uni or after graduation. So, sobrang saya po nung in-approach ako ni Rex and very thankful na may nag-trust sa akin na mag-direct ng short film na sinulat niya.
At gaya nga nabanggit mo, Rex, diba, tinulungan ka ni Alfred, tinulungan ka ni Tamara, tinulungan ka ni Al. Gano'ng ka-importante yung suporta ng kapwa Pinoy artists mo sa mga ganitong mga endeavor?
Without their help, I don't think I'd be able to meet them, like Keshi and so starting with Al, if I didn't meet Al, hindi ko makikilala si Keshi, si Tamara, and without Alfred, he won't give me this advice from experienced people about storytelling, about having a project. So kung wala sila, I don't think I would have completed this project.
So Keshi, gaano kahalaga na mayroong Pinoy na tinig o Filipino voice sa sining, lalo na dito sa Melbourne?
Sobrang halaga po kasi iba po yung feeling na makakita ka ng kapwa mo Pinoy on screen and parang makita mo yung story na makaka-relate ka, na makapanood ka nun in Australia na hindi lang po galing Pilipinas kundi pinapalas po sa Australia and na pwede pong makita ng iba't ibang tao.
Kailan namin pwedeng panoorin?
Part of the Melbourne Lift Up Film Festival, mag-i-screen po online ang Poppy Brown Mail from November 14 to December 12.
Congratulations sa pagbuo ng kwentong ito, Poppy Brown Mail. Maraming salamat, Rex, at maraming salamat, Keshi.
Salamat po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.